What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Tempster Podcast. For me, I'm out here trying to go shopping, by the way. Grocery shopping. I got here about 5 a.m. I had to wait a full hour because the store actually doesn't open until 6 a.m. on a Sunday, which is tough for me. I'm just always an early person. I'm up at 4 a.m. every day, and I actually try to even downplay myself and actually go to Walmart. I'm actually not a huge fan of Walmart. If you're in Texas, it's always H-E-B, then Target, then possibly Walmart, or maybe the other way around, Target, H-E-B, then Walmart. It's definitely not Walmart first. Just due to what comes along with going to Walmart. But yeah, I went to Walmart. I tried to walk in all cool, and the guy was like, oh no, it's not open right now. I'm like, Walmart's not 24/7. Listen, guys, I've traveled around the country, and every Walmart I've gone to was 24 hours. I go late at night. I go early in the morning. So that was kind of shocking to me that this Walmart was not 24/7 where I'm at. I mean, I guess there's a reasoning behind that. It's not like I was going at like after drunk bar hours. I was going exactly at 5 a.m. So I don't know what that was all about. But anyways, I'm outside here at the grocery store. So usually y'all hear a better quality mic, but I'm here just inside my car now. Usually how my podcast originated anyway. My podcast originated more just being on the road. I used to record all my older stuff. I was actually traveling a lot. I'd be driving, I'd be flying. And I just always had time. And so either I utilized it as like I wouldn't say a rant, but I utilized it to get some stuff off our chest. Just because sometimes hearing yourself talk alone really helps you out in clarifying situations because you hear it out loud. It's kind of like an affirmation. A lot of the times I like to use podcasts for my self affirmations to remind myself, like, you know, how far we're actually going in progress. It's like a journalization aspect. So there's a lot of reasoning behind why I do the solo podcast, the solo dolo podcast. So for today's episode, I as I'm sitting here, one thing always comes to mind, right? Like I'm over here, I'm still waiting for grocery shopping. I got some time and I'm thinking, man, when I saw the Walmart employee basically tell me like, hey, we're not open. I basically snuck through the door and I was just like, what the heck? I was like, oh, y'all are not open. He was like, no, he hesitated to tell me because I walked in like powerful. Like I'm a very confident person. I always just walk in wherever I gotta go, you know, F shit up and then walk in, walk out. I'm a man about knowing that time is very, very limited. Now that actually correlates to today's episode. The time, I believe people need to recognize how short life is. I have been talking to myself a lot. Like I work out very early. Now, yesterday was a very great example of why I wanted to share this. It was Saturday evening. One, my phone stays dry. I literally don't talk to anybody anymore. So if you want to know the cause of success, you're going to be fucking lonely on Saturdays and Sundays. Today's Sunday, still absolutely lonely. Now that's not a bad thing, though. I love being alone. I love my peace. I don't worry about distractions or any of that stuff. Distractions come during the week when all corporate opens and all that shit starts going down again. Speaking of all that, I feel that people are just not moving. Like I'm moving like my ass is on fire. My soul is on fire. I believe people underrate what you can do in a weekend and in like 6 months. And people just overrate what they can do like in one day. You know what I mean? And it's micro speed. I love how Gary Vee says this. He says micro speed, macro patience. So bust your ass fast as much as you can every day. But also have that long-term patience and knowing. But finding a journey or like a spark in your soul like really does help. So what happened to me was I reignited some of my passions. The reason being because I was going through like some bullshit. If y'all do know, like recently I quit my job. It was probably a few months ago now, which is crazy. It's about 2 months ago since I quit my full-time career to just pursue like what I wanted. I had a massive savings, and so I just decided to kind of transition back into what I was doing before pandemic fucked everything up, obviously. But so when I get into this aspect of people just not really taking their time seriously, I start to look around, and I'm not judging. If anything, I'm learning from others, right? Like you learn by people from their actions. And I work out at a very luxurious gym. If you heard this podcast, you know, I say that multitudes of times and share stories. You see the habits of like actual winners and you see the habits of, no offense, losers, like people that want to be mediocre, people that move slow, people that think that they're going to live, you know, 9 lives, and that, hey, to each his own. I'm not hating on nobody. Just get out of my way. I think that's a thing that's kind of a mistake these days is that people tend to, you know, stare at me or kind of judge me because I'm like moving fast. Like my soul's on fire. I have confidence. I take care of myself. Like I take care of my health. I take care of my mindset. I'm spiritually inclined. And I feel that people just hate that because energy is real. You can sense energy. And so both good and bad. You know, a lot of good people always come up to me, too, and say, like, I'm inspiration and everything. But there's also people that fucking straight up hate on me, right? And I noticed that people just don't move fast enough, man. And I think that that has been kind of the theme of me, man. Because, like what I said, quitting my career has made me be alone a lot more. But it's not loneliness. That's the thing. So I'm just like, oh, snap. Like, I'm just at peace and I'm working on content. I'm hustling. I'm thinking of new ways to adapt. I'm doing what I need to be doing. I'm able to get things done that I never really gotten done possibly in like forever. And on top of that, like you reignite passions. You're like, okay, well, it's like a transitional way of like finding yourself again. But I already kind of know what I want. So I say kind of because I'm always just graduating from what I want. Like I'm somebody who can't just repeat shit every day. Like that's so boring. It's so mundane and boring. And also been researching a lot as do not follow a niche that you are the niche. And that is something that's also huge. Like being the niche yourself, especially if you're looking to be a content creator or a business owner or a brand, I would say a brand, I feel that you are the niche, that's how we're transitioning. I think a lot of people still haven't really caught on to that yet. So that's kind of new to a lot of people. So when you're looking into going to like self-employment, content creation, branding, businesses, whatever you want to do, partnerships with companies, a lot of the times it all falls back regardless to your numbers online. And it just falls back to whatever you're doing online with community or anything like that. All of that just all kind of shakes up and makes this grand scheme of everything. And what I've noticed is that it all goes back to just you being the niche, not what you offer. Like what you offer is cool, but things always change and adapt every day. So I had been doing tests on this types of stuff. I had been creating like different YouTube channels and uploading on different YouTube channels. I have been doing stuff and there's a lot of testing I do with what I say. I never try to just go out and say things blindly. I go out, I test, I do some practicality. I see what's going on. I take notes of it. I have been doing other YouTube channels and that's been helping me out. Just figure out like, man, like life is way too short. Life is way too short. There's people out there that are, you know, just doing everything that they love and they don't, you know, they're just chilling. And same for me. It's like we're almost there. We're just not at that pillar yet. We're not at that higher pillar, but we're trying to eventually evolve into there. That's why we share these stories with you all, because you have to be moving. Like life is short, man. Like I'm 32 and I'm just like, damn, life is short. I'm up at 4 a.m. I was literally working all the way through my Saturday. Now working as in like, oh, bust ass hustle culture. Like I think that culture is type overrated, where you got to look like you're like busyness. Busyness is not productivity. So busyness is just far more just, I don't know what busyness is at times. People just try to act like they just move a lot, try to do things to make it seem like they're productive, to just try to distract or exhaust themselves so they can actually go to sleep, you know? But productivity makes you so proud to go to sleep at night and makes you so fucking fired up in the morning. I woke up on a Sunday morning, 4 a.m., fucking fired up. Saturday morning, woke up 4 a.m., fired up. My weekend was so fired up this past weekend. I did not want the weekend to end, not because I was out partying, but because I was getting so much done and the time was going so fast. So fast. I was recording content. I was making business moves. I was doing emails. I was making reinvestments into what I need to be doing for the brand and for the business. I was going to the gym. I was working out. Just so much things that it just went by so fast from everything. Everything takes so much time. I don't know how, if you are moving slow or you're bored in life or you're just walking through like mediocrity, then you're not doing something well enough. And that's not to judge anybody. It's just maybe you haven't found something, or maybe you just decide like, fuck this, I'm cruising. Cruising through life is one of the worst things to do. I know, because I used to do shit like that every once in a while. Well, I'll just cruise through the day. I'm like, you know, I'm just in a cruise, man. I'm kind of tired. Like, fuck that, man. Like, fuck that, dude. Like, you gotta move. I'm telling you right now, not preachy. This is real practical advice I have been doing. And if you want more, even more, like, practicality visualizations of what I do at TIMSTUH, hit me up on there. For those that have been following me from this podcast, thank you. Or from my music or from my content, thank you. We have content so in which we're gonna get into the next step, the next level, what I'm talking about right now. But we have content on every platforms, aka diversified. Just remember, we're gonna talk about that right now. But people are just not moving fast enough to where it correlates to just bullshit. And you could see it, you could smell it, you could feel it. As soon as you start being productive and working on yourself and really going all in and building actual habits of discipline, you just recognize, you can smell stuff that people are just like not fucking trying. It's like, bro, you get one life on this earth, man. One life, man. You have to move. I don't get how that is so shunned. I feel like that's just such a 1-5% of people in this realm that are moving. I came to the grocery store early. Nobody here. I was like, man, I just know that, like, everybody's just cruising at this point, man. I'm like, you can't be cruising. Like, life is very short, man. I literally been working on my dreams from 4 a.m. all the way to 9, 10, 11 p.m. And I'm like, damn, man. I still felt like there wasn't enough time. I literally didn't breathe. I didn't have a huge dinner. I didn't eat lunch because I just take, like, a fruit smoothie. I usually have, like, a protein shake in the morning. Like, I was so, like, in the mix of productivity and getting it rolling where I was like, man, I'm not even like eating. I'm not even that hungry. I'm hungry for fucking success. That's what I was hungry for. Like, I was just hungry to really get things done and get things moving, find different ways, like adapting, learning. And I was like, damn, like, I don't know how people can just cruise through and just act like nothing's happening, man. I'm like, I wish I could really share a lot of this energy with people that really need this energy, that need this type of, you know, inspiration or motivation. And so I always ask God, like, use me to, like, you know, push this dynamic content out, because people need to hear this. Trust me, you have to go even more all in. Like, whatever time you do, God, especially if you're working, I mean actually working a 9-to-5, your time is so limited. And it is such a terrible schedule to be on at times when you do that shit. And I you have to. So then that kind of transitions into me talking about actually having to diversify your content. Diversifying your content is believing that you're the niche and you just kind of put it everywhere. Right. If you're a business, you have to be somewhat trying to create content. Like, we're moving into tech that's so heavily fast and rapid that it's insane, from computers and PCs, AI and virtual reality. I do all of those. I'm in all that type of work right now. At least my content is. And I'm telling you, it is moving rapid and things are changing. Like, ChatGPT can help you out with so much projects, and all this AI can help you out with so much projects. And you could use it as like a partner or like a virtual assistant for free. Like, these are free things that really the world hasn't caught up to. And you can use these as virtual assistants to really get all. I was using a lot of this to get my business done, to get ideas going. And diversifying your content or just whatever you do in general. Like, if you work out at a gym, fine, go to like multiple locations, give yourself the most maximum notion to like meet people, or put yourself intentionally like out there and put yourself somewhere like in libraries. Or if you're trying to look, I don't know, if you're looking for like anything, just put yourself intentionally places, tell yourself who you are intentionally and be like, this is who I want to be, and just start becoming that person. And that really, and now trust me, there are not just all glorified times, man. There's going to be times where it's fucking whack. Like, there's going to be times you're going to get your ass whooped. There's been some, like, these last 2 weeks, I was getting my ass whooped. That's the reason why, if you look at my podcast, Gap, from here to my last podcast episode, between that whole time frame, I was getting my ass whooped. I didn't even want to get up and record a podcast. But now I was like, yo, I got to record this. I wasn't even going to probably record one today, but I'm here because I'm waiting in between my time, because I recognize how to be efficient with my time now versus just cruising. So being like, diversifying anything, whatever it is, like your income, your investments, like your health goals, just diversify. Multiple gyms, multiple places to go get peace, or go take that walk in nature for a little while. Go to the libraries. eat the right things or diversify, like, kind of what you're eating. Like, if you eat, if you're having a hard time eating healthy, like, maybe have a little snack here and there in between certain meals that are, like, overly healthy, like, overall, like, type healthy situations. Like, there's just so much ways to just diversify. You don't have to just completely be cold turkey on anything or completely do this and that. And I've noticed that the hard way. Like, I'm investing little money over here. I'm creating content over here on this platform. Like, I use a live streaming platform. I use YouTube. I use TikTok. I use LinkedIn. I use my podcast. I use my music. There's just so much ways to not just like use one platform to get out there. The mindset that I used to have was like, oh, I got to do this and I'll get out there, I'll go viral, and then I could just finally do whatever I want. That's not even how it works. The actual winning situation is just continuously staying consistent and disciplined and just literally riding out in the journey. That is a success. I've watched so many videos now that I was like, man, that's so true. That your success, the people always just try to put this financial gain on success. There's always going to be somebody stronger than you, like more money than you, all this shit. But there's not anybody that's going to be a better you than you. And that's the realest shit I ever heard, because success is not based on all that shit. All that external shit is just who you are and what you show up to be every day and what you accomplish and what your journey was like. And I just been really taking notes on some of that. And I was like, man, I got to be sharing this on my podcast. So put yourself out there and don't do it for farming for views or trying to be viral or trying to be controversial on purpose. Just share your thoughts. Be natural. Be elegant with it. Be transparent. And just do you, like, share whatever you want to share. I noticed that, like, there's a lot of things. Like, I kept saying it yesterday as I was going through some stuff. I was just like, man, just do what you love, man. They're going to hate anyway. And that's true. I want to end it with that. Like, do what you love, because they're going to hate anyway. I'll say this and I'll say it again, that Jim Carrey talked about his dad doing shit that he basically, like, he took a safe route, didn't really enjoy anything. And he ended up failing at that, too. I've been taking a lot of safe routes. I was failing at that too. I did all my degrees. I got a master's degree. I did all the 9-to-5s. I'm not saying those are massive failures, but those were like little lily pads, like little steps in my journey to recognize that I don't want to be a part of that lifestyle. It's so played out, that lifestyle, especially going into, like, you know, our tech era and just what's going on. And just do what you love, they'll hate anyway. Because if you don't do what you love, like, I was doing what I didn't love, I still had people hated on me. So now that I'm doing what I love, people hate on you. You just have the urge and the energy to keep going, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one. Hit us up at TIMSTUH. And trust me, man, you definitely don't want to be missing out on whatever we've been doing, man. We got tons of free stuff. And on top of that, everything else, man, just exclusives, man. Hit us up. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one. Peace.